We are going to talk about self-love, about purpose, and about magic. I'm coming to you from Pueblo Magico, a magical town, Sayulita, in Jalisco, actually Nayarit, Mexico. And I've got with us today, from Boulder, Colorado, self-love practitioner himself, Self Seth Pearson. Welcome, Seth.
Boom! What's up, David? So glad to be here. So excited that you're having me on. We're really going to get into it today.
All right, well, let's go deep real fast. Your mom passed away at 17. How are you where you are right now? Happy, joyful, living life to the best of your ability.
Wow, amazing. Yes, so in 2017, she passed away, and wow, that was a world rocker. That was quite a shattering, like, oh my gosh. Like,
that was when you were 17 or in 2017?
2017. I was 25 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it was a catalyst to changing so many things in my life. And obviously, before that, I was in the software industry. I helped co-found a company, build it up. And at that point, I really realized that I needed to live a life more aligned with purpose and making the world a better place through a different way. And I saw, as, with my mom passing away through like ending her own life, it's like, self-love is huge. And it was something that I struggled with myself. Mm-hmm. And that I kept seeing more and more people in my life struggling with as well. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to end that type of suffering, basically. And because I began to see the immensely fantastic fruits that having true love for oneself brings.
That's incredible. Did you
want
to share something else?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so from there, it's evolved over time. It started as a website. I came up with the name LoveAmped, saw that the .com of LoveAmped was available. And it simply started as a website with three paragraphs about the importance of self-love. And from there, I used to be quite a proponent for psychedelic usage, especially with MDMA, as I saw that as quite a good tool for actually having the feelings of self-love and kind of like working with those feelings and being able to work through things in a kind of a specific way to be able to maintain that type of inner peace moving forward. And I used to facilitate those experiences for people. And that was something that I used to talk about quite a bit.
And you're saying you used to. So is that not something that you do with your clients anymore? Is it not something you really advocate anymore?
Exactly. I've actually found something more effective that I think is actually would be more sustainable and more effective for the vast majority. Like, as in, I think it would be universally applicable to everyone now, because in all the things that I find in my life, I see them as these tools, these beliefs or these principles, these truths, whatever one wants to look at it and label them as. And once I find something better, then I move on, not having attachment to the old ways. And it was once I became a second step initiate in the Modern Mystery School, which we'll talk more about.
I think we're about that to talk about
I
it right now.
Had some, yeah, exactly. We're going to talk about it right now. Okay. So
what is this Modern Mystery School? King Solomon.
I have no idea what this is.
My grandfather was Solomon. So tell me more.
Yes.
Discover the Modern Mystery School, and now everything has changed for you. You don't even need psychedelics to get to that experiential blissful state. So what is the Modern Mystery School, Seth?
Yes, absolutely. So it does. It follows the lineage of King Solomon. It's a true unbroken lineage for 3,000 plus years. Now, this is tied to the ancient mystery school tradition. There's 7 ancient mystery schools out there. Only one's open at a time. Right now, the North American one is open. The main headquarters is in Toronto. And this is probably the first time a lot of people are going to be hearing about this, which is fantastic. And it's because mystery schools are usually pretty underground and out of the public eye, because there's a lot of times where the collective consciousness of people, of humans, is not ready to take on this kind of like next wave of like basically light and fantastic potential for their own lives.
I don't know if I'm ready to take it on right now. How do you know if you're ready to take on the modern mystery school or some secret ways of being in life?
The question is, how would one know? Usually when one is seeking for even more than what they already have, and not in just the way of saying, well, I just want more this, I want more that, like one specific thing. They're like, I think there's actually more to this life in general, like to the mysteries of life. Like, where did we come from? Where are we going? You know, like all that, like those true, like, well, science says there was the Big Bang and all that, you know, like people can get stuck in either, say, the dogma of science, or they can get stuck in the dogma of religion, or they can get stuck in, you know, kind of new age principles of just like, it's all good, man. You know,
everything is love. People, you are God.
Yeah, right.
These kind of spiritual principles, which if taken from a certain lens in a certain context, can be really powerful. And when used out of context with a wrong lens to the wrong people, can be looked at in a very narcissistic or manipulative, or, you know, ways that actually push people further away from spirituality and from their connection to source than if, you know, they fall into the blanket of love. And I guess you fell into it with this school.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, there are truths within these aspects. It's like, when I talk about science, it's like, yeah, science has got a lot of truths in there for sure. You know, the classic religion, yeah, there's some truths totally in there, absolutely, that are like, these things are going to benefit your life. There's aspects of, say, the new age experience that, yes, there is good stuff in there, but there's also pollution, distortion, and not the full picture involved in all this. And what I will say is that this mystery school, the teachings puts everything together. It's like, try to poke holes in it. You can't. If it's like these baseline hermetic teachings, that it's like, yes, if someone were to live their life in accordance to that, and in accordance to that, they would get good fruits. They would find a undeniable good fruits in their life. And the resistance that they would experience in their life, like moving forward with that, is just as they are like spreading the light in the world. Some people are like, I don't trust that. I don't know if I could believe that. Like, what do you mean? Magic is real? What does that even mean? Are you some kind of witch? What's wrong with you? You know,
like, I'll just tell you this. Right now, I'm living in a magical town. And in Mexico, there are many pueblos mágicos. Okay. My aunt and uncle actually live in one of them that's really amazing as well. Okay. And I just had a literally magical weekend. Okay. The second immersion that I was going to host in Mexico City, some things happened and someone couldn't attend. And there was some regret around that and some family paradigms that needed to get broken down. And so for our third event, our third Align Leader Mastermind immersion, I ended up getting really badly sick. And so when I arrived here, I was feeling all of this weight. Maybe I should go back to the United States. I can't get anything right. You know, there was a lot of, you know, heavy energies that were, you know, coming down on me. And I thought, there's no way this guy's going to show up. There's no way we're going to do this immersion. And sure enough, without much planning, everything came together perfectly just through completely surrendering to my guide, my internal guide, my intuition, and following through on my authentic voice. Just like right now, I haven't really prepped for this podcast. And even though podcasting is going to be a big, big portion of my year, I think that I'm going to do my best to make these podcasts as raw, as authentic, as vulnerable, and spontaneous as possible. Because when we do that, we can create a certain type of magic, which is not accessible when we're all up here.
Nice, dude. Yeah, getting out of the mind is huge. Being in the heart, trusting, surrendering to what is God in the universe. It's a key. It's a key right there.
You talk about keys. What would you say, Seth, are some of the keys to self-love that most people overlook on a daily basis?
Yes. Yes. I love that. So there's three things that I recommend to everyone. And I just actually posted this on my Twitter account, which is at LoveAmSeth. I'll be doing more posts on there. Again, at LoveAmSeth. That's where I'm going to be talking a lot about the current ideologies that are out there and sharing about if they have foundations of self-love or not, which I think is huge, especially as this resurgence of Twitter is coming about like exposing the truth. You know, like it's a good platform for that type of stuff. So I think I'll be jumping on that. So the keys of self-love, yes. So you have to first understand the innate potential of worthiness that you have. Like understanding that you have this potential to be as worthy as a god amongst gods and actually be able to step into what that is. Because one of the biggest lies someone could tell themselves is that they are worthless. And I'm not going to say that everyone should just say, oh, I love myself and that's enough. No. It's seeing the potential and understanding that you have that innately, like ready to go within yourself and actually stepping into it and doing it. Because if someone were to say to me, Seth, well, you're not worthy, you're not worth anything, whatever, it doesn't matter because I know myself. And that's impenetrable. That cannot be questioned or, broken into it in any way at this point, which is fantastic. And of course, there's going to be little things here and there that I'm going to still work on that are going to come up. But it's like, I'm not going to then go into the lie, the self-lie that people tell themselves when they say they're bad or they're not good or all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's key number one. Now, key number two is knowing that you are not alone. As this is a classic. This is that, you know, you could say like, well, we are all one, or you're never alone because everyone's going through something similar as you. Like it's this innate understanding that you're not, it's another area where shame can do its thing and try to get in and say like, it's just you in the world going through this painful, hard thing, you know, when challenges arise. And knowing that you're not alone adds that level of connectedness, or just saying like when a friend is next to you and says, dude, I get you, like I've been there or whatever. The moment that we think like that we're not alone in a situation or a challenge, it just makes it like, oh, right. This is a human experience. Like there's challenges. That's normal. That's part of this experience. You know, there's like a lot of relief and a sense of peace through that. Number three is truly being able to be wholly present with yourself and everything that's happening in the world. Because the moment, as you said, we get stuck up here, we're probably going to be less present. You know, if we're like in our heart and like feeling connected to not only our physical body, our soul, our aura, you know, like all of that, like that we feel connected to everything. We're present in the moment. Anything is possible. You can't go wrong. And you're also not stuck in the past or thinking about the future. You're in the here now, being able to work with anything that is going on in the present moment. Maybe, yes, there's a painful memory that comes up and you're like, I need to work through this. And so you sit with it instead of suppressing it, denying it, whatever. You know, the reason that people feel a lot of pain in their physical body can sometimes be from just suppressing emotions for years and years. And there's no more time for that. If you follow those three keys, those basic things, and of course there's going to be more nuances like involved in everything. And there, someone really needs to work on the discernment to be able to move through this life, not taking on negative ideas, messages, and experiences, and then turning them that on themselves, and then inherently then going to project that and bring that onto other people. So the journey to peace on earth starts from within. And that's inner peace.
Well, there's so many places I could go from here in my response. But I'd love to share with you something really present for me right now that just happened today.
Please do.
I actually had the opportunity here in Salina, in Sayulita, to attend my first ever ice bath. And one of the things that the facilitator talked about were the benefits of the ice bath. And we all talked about the physical ones, but he specifically focused on the spiritual one, which is presence. The ice bath really helps us to get completely into the present moment and connected with our breath, so much so that that experience was remarkable for me. I hit my goal of 3 minutes in the ice bath, and I dunked my head and I jumped into the pool, and it was like, felt like a sauna, just a normal temperature pool, felt like a sauna, and I was feeling ecstatic. But then something happened. I jumped on a call with one of the self-love groups that I'm a part of, one of the communities that I'm a part of. And I felt the energy of the mirror. And someone told me in 2022 that part of my chart, my Mayan chart, is that I can reflect to other people like a mirror how they're feeling about themselves, or how they're feeling about the way that they're interacting with life. And it was very uncomfortable. And I think part of the reason was because people saw me happy, and there's a natural inclination to bring people closer into your state of being. If you're happy, are you going to naturally try to make people sad? No, you're going to try to make other people happy. And if you're sad, are you going to be going to people and making them happy by being around them? No, if you're around them for too long, they're going to start getting sad and anxious and depressed as well. And that's why it's so important that we focus on our social circle, our entrepreneurial circles, our mentors, our family, our friends, because part of self-love is knowing where you can share your energy. And so I don't know who's going to listen to this. I mean, some of my episodes have been amazing, and others, barely anyone listens, but this was a groundbreaking experience for me, where actually it showed me that I need to go in a different direction. I need to be around more people who are in that high state frequency vibration. And when the other people come in, which always happens, I can do my best to support them, but bringing on their energy and their karma is something that you really need to be aware about in your self-love journey.
Absolutely. That's huge. I'm so glad to hear that, you know, you've had that realization and see, like, okay, I see kind of an even clearer path and direction where I need to head next within this.
Well, let's end it off then, because I try to keep these episodes now to around 30 minutes. I know most people have an attention span of around 30 seconds, but I'm doing my best to help you expand that a little bit. Maybe Seth can help you to expand your consciousness, your awareness, and your self-love. But Seth, let's end it off. And I'd love to hear, how are you expanding in your relationships, in your business, and in your life in the coming year?
Amazing. Thanks for sharing. And so I want to like second part that aspect of why, you know, like, and add in to the expansion piece. So as I continue to move forward in this mystery school, one aspect is I've become a ritual master in the school and a teacher, which has been fantastic. It's expanding the ways that I've been serving. One of the ways that I encourage anyone that's listening to this and it's like, I want more of this magic stuff, what's going on? To look me up on loveamp.com and look at the life activation modality. This is a modality that's been handed down, again, for thousands of years. It works for everyone. It's absolutely incredible. I can't recommend it enough. And so as I experience the healing modalities in the school and expand upon my, you know, my initiations and my knowledge, one of the reasons why I let go of psychedelics is because, one, I did this thing called Galactic Activation 1, and all of a sudden I was like, I don't think I need a therapist anymore. Boom, gone. Two, I did this thing called the Full Spirit Activation, and all of a sudden the freeze responses that I would feel in my body and the feeling of shame completely disappeared. Gone. It's been over a year and a half since I've done both of those things, and it's just stayed this way. I'm like literally becoming a freaking superhuman through this. And so as I go through this path, it's like I literally just energetically just feel better and better every single day. That's undeniable. And things have been happening that I just can't be experienced anywhere else. So in this coming year, I plan on becoming a guide in this mystery school, which means I can teach the first step initiation class called Empower Thyself. It's a 2-day class. It's phenomenal. That's where some of the main keys of this mystery school lineage are shared. And it's amazing. And it's going to be an absolute delight being able to bring that to the world and expanding that and bringing it into, you know, the coaching business that I also run. And the program is called Purpose Accelerator. So I plan on kind of like merging and bringing some of these hermetic teachings, these mystery school teachings, into that program even more. And I mean, obviously, what people don't know is I was living in the Pacific Northwest for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I moved here to Boulder, Colorado a few months ago, and it has been incredible. And so expanding and moving my life here has been such an adventure, and it's been beautiful. And I can tell that it's going to be a great journey this year, being here for my first time, like a full year in Boulder, Colorado. So that's what I'm really looking forward to. Those are some of the big things.
That's incredible. And one of my goals is to make it out to Boulder, Colorado to visit one of my former mentors, and maybe we'll have to catch up there. I've also got some big plans to go to Brazil, to Argentina, and to host more in-person events and immersions. So as I said before, if you are still listening to this and you have an attention span of more than 30 seconds and you want to come and work on your self-love, you want to work on your brand, and you want to expand your ability to interact with the world authentically, you know where to find me, at Dave Gold Evolve on Instagram. Seth, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the podcast. And guys, we will see you in the next episode. Peace.